Welcome to Steve's Cottage with Steve Horner. Steve Horner, a former radio talk show host, helps spotlight the source of today's social chaos while offering practical solutions to the problems negatively affecting you and your family. And now, here's Steve.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, oh boy, I got a very great show for you today. It's called Raise the Black Flag. It's pushback time against all this social nonsense and chaos going on out there. And it's what you should be doing, what you could be doing to help drain that swamp that President Trump is so vigilantly working at draining. And I loved it the other day when he called Nikki Haley's one win in Washington the queen of the swamp. I don't know who writes his stuff. I think it's just him, but he is one of his big attractions to me is his arrogance, his wit, and his gutsiness. And I hope those are some of the things that you recognize about yours truly here at Steve's Cottage. Well, this is where we do preach. You know, we don't preach hate. Instagram just took me off. The commie cunt snowflakes over at YouTube took me off their videotape. And so you can't fight it. It's their platforms, and you know they don't care about my First Amendment rights. But they call me a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm just what I'm doing. Is that I'm preaching awareness. I'm not preaching hate. But when you're dealing with the commie cunt snowflakes, then if you don't agree with them and they have the power to cut your show or cut your speech, then they will exercise their power. Well, so but if you're looking for the videotape, it will be at Rumble and Facebook. Otherwise, you're just doing audio, and you're missing out on some of the antics and some of the animation. But I think you can get the gist of it. Well, so anyhow, I walked into the bank here last week, and I was going to do a little banking, you know, and I took my hat off as a matter of courtesy as I'm walking up to the desk here to do a little paperwork before I talk to the teller. And there's this good-looking chick next to me, and she's doing a little paperwork. I don't know, you know, how the magnetism of attractiveness works out there in the world. And so I felt kind of attracted to her, and I could feel it being reciprocated. And we started talking, and we found we had quite a bit in common, and she had a good sense of humor and intelligent and great looking. But she kept looking at my bald head. And finally, she asked me why I'm not a hairy guy. I said, well, I wish I was a hairy guy, morning, noon, and nighty night. I said, my lack of hair is a fright. I said, I'm not hairy high and low. I don't even have hair on my legs. But don't ask me why, because I don't know. It's not for lack of bread, because like the grateful dead, I want hair. Ugh. Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length or longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair. Show it, don't mow it, long as I can grow it, my hair. I let it fly in the breeze, get caught in the trees, give a home for the fleas in my hair. A home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees, a bird of birds, there ain't no word for the beauty, splendor, wonder of my hair. Show it, don't mow it, long as I can grow it, my hair. Well, she loved it. She says, I know that song. That's the Cow Sills. And I said, yeah, it is. I saw John Cow Sill had a birthday here on March 2nd. He was 68 years old. We started talking. She apparently was out at Tuacon outside of St. George. It's a big outdoor amphitheater a couple of years ago when the Beach Boys came to town. She says, yeah, I was there too. I said, did you know that John Cow Sill was playing drums for them? No, she didn't. I said, I didn't either. He quit the group, the touring group with the Beach Boys last year. But when we were there in 2 years ago, he was there. So we had a guest. We talked about getting together for happy hour, and we did. And we had a good time. Well, so anyhow, but I do wish I had that hair. Oh, man, I used to have real nice flowing locks of hair, and the chicks would love it. But anyhow, these days, well, I'm left with just that outspokenness and that strong backbone to say the things that a lot of people would like to, but they don't have the guts to, and this is what she said, and that's what I admire about you. But she says one of the most things I admire about you, and that I, she said, she says the best thing about your baldness is that it probably keeps you halfway humble. I said, well, that it does. Well, today you're going to see more conclusive evidence of the source of today's social chaos. And it's not about criticizing Jews for their race, but rather their liberal politics. It's the same as with women. Or as we reference, cunts. C period, U period, N period, T period. It's an acronym, ladies and gentlemen. Can't understand normal thinking. And of course, that's the title of my pink book at stevehornerbooks.com, which I really urge you folks to go to and visit. The sequel to cunt is it's a hominin, you know. Do you know that term, hominin, when you play tricks with other words? It's called consequences. It's tragedies created by cunts. And I get good reviews off of these books, and they're only $5.95. And like if you go to my first book on single parenting, you'll see there's just a huge number of real high-class testimonials there. So these are not back alley books. These are professional books. The earlier ones actually were in the in the Borders, and in all the big brick and mortar stores that most of them are no longer in existence. But they're at stevehornerbooks.com. I hope one of them catches your eye and you purchase it, and let me hear your feedback at steve@stevehornerbooks.com. But it's true, so many people are getting fed up with today's chaos. And as what happened January 6th, you know, being a riot at the Capitol, resulting in over 1,000 criminal charges and convictions that you see in the paper every day, but you don't see about the black riots and those people in 2020 going to jail or prison. You don't see those stories because the Jew-run press, well, you know, they want to speak up for the downtrodden, you see, because they experienced the Holocaust. Only the Jews know about oppression. If you ask them about it, they can't tell you why, other than it's they're my race. They don't like my race. But what they really fail to tell you is that people are a little upset about their liberalism, their support of abortion and handouts and welfare and all of these, public policies that create nothing but chaos. Well, with all those stories in the paper, it's enough to scare anybody away from standing up for their rights. But, you know, the Capitol crowd didn't represent all of America, certainly didn't represent me or probably you. None of America's real brightest, just as the early Nazis did not represent Germany's best and brightest. But after earlier arrests, as we had January 6th, the angry people keep coming, as the Nazis kept coming. until they were the majority. And I believe that unless we hoist that black flag now, when we have a chance of righting this social ship peacefully, it is going to get meaty and nasty and messy. And it won't be Trump leading the charge, because he's not that kind of a guy. He is not a Hitler type of guy, just like me. Not a Hitler type of guy. Trump, not a Hitler type of guy. But he's spotlighting the swamp. He's spotlighting where this nastiness originates. You see? The source of the stench. Trump, like me, peaceful, pragmatic. But he points the finger of blame at the source of the stench, and that's what the enemies don't like. And that's why they're clamping down on him, but that's why he's winning. Because right now, there are more people on Trump's side. Now, before we delve into the problems of hoisting that black flag, as we desperately need to, we first should note that this pushback against the swamp and liberals is exactly how the Jews were positioned. You see, back in those days, the Jews were positioned as communists. Back in the early revolutionary days of the Russians, they were coined as Bolsheviks, which sounds a lot like bullshit, doesn't it? Well, it is bullshit. Because, you see, these are all euphemisms for Jews. The communists that the Nazis were fighting were the Jews. In history, they will say, communists. Oh, well, then, you know, majority of the suburban housewives, well, they don't like communists. Oh, no. But if you say Jews, oh, you must be racist. Because that's how you've been indoctrinated, isn't it? Many of you have. That's what I'm speaking out here on the show, is that I'm trying to spotlight the truth and to connect the dots so that you can understand the source of today's chaos. Today's Jews were Germany's communists who criticized, assassinated, and threatened German officials. They burnt down the German Reichstag building, where all the legislative business was going on in 1933. They published a continuous river of hate and bitterness against German leaders in the newspapers that they controlled. See, the Jews run today's newspapers. They run all of the large network media, all the television networks. They slant what they want you to hear and how they want the story portrayed so that they achieve the goals they want, which really are short-sighted and ill-founded, because the Jews as a host aren't very bright people. They walked right into the Holocaust. Walked right into it. Years of warning. Germany did not want liberalism. They wanted the age-old, time-tested conservatism, just as the core of America wants. But the Jews keep pushing, and none of their shit works. Abortion makes people feel bad. Welfare drains the economy, and it makes people feel weak, not satisfied after a hard day's work, but weak and worthless, looking for a revenge. That's not smart maneuvering when it comes to creating public policy. But that's what the Jews do. And, of course, the women jump right on it with their sentimentalism. Oh, well, they must be right. Oh, those poor people. Oh, they deserve favors, you see. So as they continued to, extol their nonsense, they were mostly ostracized by their neighbors throughout the Germany country because their liberal politics contradicted Germany's age-old, time-tested conservative values. Today, all of America's largest newspapers siding with Israel against Palestinians. Whereas, and why is that? They're owned by Jews.
Okay.
The writers have their marching orders, their walking papers, their puppets. They are puppets. The Jew says, this is how I want you to portray this. But on the street corners and in the campuses where there might be some semblance of free speech, they don't want, they're tired of the Jews running over the Palestinians. And it was formerly Palestinian land. And they've been running over them for 76 freaking years. Enough is enough. Time for pushback, right? Now, I know that you get a bit restless when I put the blame of much of today's social chaos on the backs of liberal Jews, which is redundant. Jews are liberal. Liberal Jews, the term is redundant. Jews are liberal. So here's what George Severson says about Jews in the Associated Press. I talked with George. I told him I had this podcast, so I'm not sniping him. He is the director of local programming at the big ABC television news network in Salt Lake City. And George remembers my father from back in Minneapolis, Jack Horner. Just go Google Minnesota sports, Jack Horner, and you'll see all the firsts that my dad had in radio and television. And George is a nice guy. He's at the ABC network television station, Channel 4, in Salt Lake City. And he has his roots in Minnesota, and he's the youngest of a large family. And I said I was pissed about one of his on-air promos, and I said, well, the guy's talking about this is a newcomer to the anchor team, and he said, we're going to get to the roots of these things. And I said, George, nobody gets to the roots of these problems. It's all bunk and bullshit, right? If you really wanted to get the roots of it, you'd stop with the handout, you'd stop with the welfare, people wouldn't starve, they would become strong, dedicated, they might go back to family and say, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, for screwing up, I want you to get in touch with my grandchild again. I will stop being such a nincompoop, okay? The welfare stops, the people have to work, there's 10 jobs on every corner these days, and so that's what I think should be broadcast as getting to the root of the problem. But it's more euphemisms and BS, you see. So we talked a little bit about this guy, and I told George I'm doing this podcast, and I said, I think the real problem is that we don't have any decent parenting out there. He agreed. Dads aren't present. At least judicious and loving and responsible dads. And moms, through their gender and inherent gender flaws, the sentimentalism is that they aren't capable of inculcating discipline and the sense of responsibility. You know, adherence to rules and accountability, those types of things that may not be so popular anymore. Well, so that's because the moms can't handle it. It's like, oh, you poor thing. Whereas the dad would say, I'm going to beat your ass if you don't change your behavior real quick. And folks, I'm not, in spanking, I'm never talking about beating. I'm talking about a couple of swift hits, a lot of conversation, and maybe spend some time out. But the cunts who run the, you know, the social services, they might have you in jail. So once again, that's pushback time. Are you ready to push back? I don't know. I'm going to get to that in a moment. And then I told George, I said, you know, there's a lot of problems with the Associated Press. I said, the Jew-run Associated Press kind of slants the stories. This is where I got them. This is going to open your eyes. George says, that Associated Press, Steve, is like a bunch of 12-year-olds. I says, you're absolutely right. A bunch of biased, nonsensical 12-year-olds. And it's the liberal Jews that are running them. And George is kind of nodding in agreement. I said, but George, you as a radio, I mean, as a television station and radio station, you support the association, the Associated Press through your funding. He goes, I know, Steve. Another example of what's going on here, folks, is that last show we talked about going to Kansas City and all the shooting that the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs resulted in because of their win. I talked to the manager of the radio station where this woman that worked was killed, and her name is Lisa. And I said, you know, I emailed him and I said, I'm, you know, Steve Horner, formerly Minneapolis, now semi-retired in sunny St. George. I said, I saw the story and I said, I said, Mike, I think it's real lousy behavior. And in episode 53, I talk about what I think about this and how maybe we can clean it up. And he's, you know, I said, give it a chance. And he said, Steve, he wrote back on the email. He says it's a combination of various issues. But you see, he's one of these liberals, and he works at this public television station. Already, that's a spotlight on liberalism. That's a big red flag, isn't it? He's the manager of this public radio station, this PBS station where this woman, Lisa, worked. And, you know, so we had a back and forth, and he said, about guns, he says, an increasing number of our youth think they can solve things with guns. Well, I grew up not thinking that. I had a loving father and mother, went to good schools, worked hard, you know, paid attention to rules. I never thought there, you know, things would be solved with guns. Did you? No. He says guns are too easy to access. Too many folks can easily get their guns in automatics. The penalties for illegal weapons is too lenient. An increasing amount of stress. We have cut way back on funding for mental health agencies. You see, this is the nonsense that he's been inculcated with. He's been indoctrinated with these excuses. He says shootings have happened so often at an increased rate over the years, so many people are not shocked by them anymore. I am. I still get down on my knees when I hear these things. My God. What's going on? We know what's going on, you see? So, you know, I said, you know, guns were more popular in the United States than they are now during World War II. That's why Japanese didn't want to attack our shores, because they said everybody in America has guns. As far as stress, there's exercises to do for stress. Don't get yourself involved in those things that are going to cause you stress. Take time out for church. Take time out for healthy recreation. But you see, you got too many things working against you. Here's something. I don't know if it's an African American refugee or what, but the person's name is Santul Nukar. For the Associated Press, well, actually the New York Times, which is just insidiously communist. They're explaining the reason for the shooting in Kansas City by saying, well, crowd density tends to matter quite a bit. That's bullshit. You see, there used to be a lot of big families in America, no killings. Minneapolis used to be 500,000 people. Kansas City, 500,000 people. No shootings. But now there are fewer people living in those cities because of America's exodus to the suburbs. And there's traditionally 100 or 200. So it's not the density of population. It's all about lousy behavior and lousy upbringing. And then the availability of alcohol at these parties, you see, the extreme heat or the cold or whatever the temperature may be, you know, like for World Series or football, you see, that's all going to play a part in are we going to have shootings or not at these celebrations. See how absurd it is? Where is your pushback? Time to raise the black flag? Yes, it is. But are you too goddamn pussy-whipped? So as you don't want to make a fuss at home by calling your legislature, by getting on the phone, by standing on the steps of the Capitols with your banners saying, stop the bullshit. Let's get to the root of it. We want dads and the families. We want to stop the welfare that continues to contribute to this outgrowth of bad behavior. Then it will be time then it will be time to get things done. That will be part of raising the black flag, okay? That will be positive action to the chaos. It'll be positive pushback to what we need here in America. And thank you for joining me. I wish I had more hair. Steve Horner wishing you back again. Thanks for joining me here at Steve's Cottage.
Thanks for joining us. Visit Steve's Cottage again with Steve Horner.